Live from Eretz Yisrael, welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizik Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back to gather as one Klal Yisrael and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making today's call a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 23rd day of the month of Adar, and here in Israel, where it is already Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Yom Shishi, the 24th day of the month of Adar. We continue to hold Acheinu Kol Beis Yisrael in our hearts, our brave Chayalim, and all those standing on the front lines protecting our people, davening for those who have been injured in Lebanon, and all who have been injured by the constant barrage of rockets over the Israeli cities. We also keep in our tefillos the brave American service men and women, grieving the loss of all those who have lost their lives in the line of duty, and we pray for the recovery for all who have been injured. Above all else, we ask Hashem to guide and give wisdom to the leaders of Israel, of the United States, and all who stand against these threats, that they may lead with clarity and with strength. Before bringing on today's speaker, I'll once again share the abridged, translated version of the combined prayers for the welfare of the American government and for the safety of the American military. May he who gives salvation to kings and dominion to princes, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, grant wisdom and righteous counsel to the President of the United States and all who guide this nation. May he protect and bless the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces, granting them strength, courage, and safe return. May the decisions of America's leaders bring peace, security, and stability to all. May the Supreme King of Kings in his mercy put into their hearts and the hearts of all their counselors and officials to deal kindly with us and all of Israel. In their days and in ours, may Yehuda be saved and Yisrael dwell in safety. May the Redeemer come to Tzion. May this be his will. V'nomar, Amen. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call, start where we began 6 years ago, almost to the day, the way the calendar fell this year, really such a schuss for us on our six-year reunion our six-year anniversary, since we began the call in the early days of COVID, and many highs as well as challenges during this time, but it's truly a schuss for us to welcome back to the Daily Call, introduce our first ever featured speaker on the call, Rabbi Aryeh Leibowitz, of Beis HaKnesses, North Woodmere, BKNW in North Woodmere, New York, to share words of Divrei Chizik. Following Rabbi Leibowitz's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, beginning with Perek Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and finishing with Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. Tehillim will be followed by the recitation of Achenu, both in Hebrew as well as in English. That will be followed by the Mishaberach for our dear and incredible Chayalim. Finally, Rabbi Leibowitz will conclude the Mishaberach L'cholim, pausing for about 30 seconds to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, you can do so by visiting ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that link, as always, ou.org/Tehillim Call. And to sponsor the program can be done at ou.org/call. Again, ou.org/call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Leibowitz.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman. This Shabbos, we finish Sefer Shemos. Sefer Shemos is the Sefer HaGeula, because as Ramban famously explains, it culminates with God's presence in the Mishkan. The definition of Geula, the definition of redemption, is having a sense of Hashraas Hashchina, of the presence of God. In fact, when we get to the very last few psukim of this week's parsha, it seems that the mission has been accomplished. Vayichas ha'anan es ol mo'ed, u'kvod Hashem mele'ez the Mishkan. The glory of God filled the Mishkan. After all the hard work that went into collecting the materials and fashioning the intricate parts of the Mishkan, the project was finally complete and the Mishkan was ready. Hashem has rested his Shechina on this place. But then there's a twist. Something surprising happens. V'lo yachol Moshe lavo ol mo'ed, ki shechina lahanan, u'kvod Hashem mele'ez the Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't allowed in. If you only read Sefer Shemot without peeking ahead to Sefer Vayikra, you would get the impression that human beings were never permitted in the Mishkan. The purpose of the Mishkan was to have a meeting place with God, and it seems from the end of Sefer Shemot that we never got to meet him. Why is it that after all this time and effort, Moshe had to be told not to go into the Mishkan? And then history repeated itself. Because when the Beis HaMikdash was built, in Sefer Melachim Aleph Perek Ches, the Navi says, V'anan mileis Beis Hashem, and then immediately after, V'lo yachlo ha-kohanim la'amod v'shareis mepe'i ha-anan, ki melei kvon Hashem es Beis Hashem. The Beis HaMikdash was completed, and the Kohanim, presumably even the Kohen Gadol, weren't allowed in. The purpose of the Mikdash was for Kohanim to do Avodah, and they couldn't even enter. And maybe the most intense experience of Hashva'as HaShechina was also something that was kept off limits to us. And that, of course, is Kabbalah HaTorah. We had to elevate from the lowest levels of Tumah to the highest levels of Kedusha, separate from our spouses for 3 days in advance, and then we weren't even allowed on the mountain. Why are we made, what are we to make of all of the off-limits stuff surrounding our attempt to express our love for Hashem? My friend Rabbi Larry Rothblatt shared with me that Rav Neventzal in his Sichos to Sefer Shemot Siman Lamed Gimel explains that there's something very fundamental to a true sense of ahava and connectedness that sometimes is lost on people. And that key ingredient is boundaries. If one wants a genuine relationship of ahava, there also must be yira. The very first thing Moshe Rabbeinu was told when he encountered the Shechina at the Sneh was, Al tikrav halom, don't come close. Shalom alech me'al raglecha, take off your shoes. Even in the closest of relationships, even in a spousal relationship, a key part to developing a love is to know when to give space. A spouse learns when to push, when to be close, and when to respect space. Some of the times that we feel closest to our family members is when we're not even talking to them. We're just sitting around, each reading our own books or sarim or magazines on a Friday night in our living room. The love is developed by first respecting the space. And that is the foundation of Hashva'as HaShechina. The limitation placed by Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of our parsha is not paradoxical to achieving a sense of Hashva'as HaShechina. It is the only way to achieve a sense of Hashva'as HaShechina. There needs to be some space or some time that even Moshe Rabbeinu cannot enter. He's as close to God as anybody has ever been, but nobody has full access to the Shechina, and nobody has full access to every part of another person. The same idea repeats itself at the Beis HaMikdash and had previewed itself at Matan Torah. Hashem can only trust our love when he knows that we're willing to accept the boundaries that he wants as well. And that is what faith is ultimately about. And precisely because we crave a relationship with Hashem, we respect when he's unwilling to show us what is happening behind the scenes, when he's unwilling to show us what the grand plan is. But we know with perfect faith that God ultimately has a plan, and that ultimately he's going to allow us past those boundaries a little bit more when he's ready, on his timing. We should be zochet to see that soon in our days. And I'll recite the Tehillim Parachas. L'mnatzeach, Mizmar L'David, Yancha Adonai B'yom Tzara, Yisvagev Hashem, Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh, Umitziyon Yisadecha, Yizkar Kol Menchasecha, V'yolotcha Yidash Nesela, Yitein Mechach L'vavcha, V'chol Atoscha Yimalei, Niranin Abishuasecha, V'shem Elohein Yunidkol, Yimalei Adonai Kol Nishalosecha, Ata yadati ki yoshi adonai mishicho, yanei mishpei kapsho, v'gvoros yisha yemino. Eila v'rechem, v'yela v'asusim, v'anachnu v'shem adonai Eloheinu v'nazkir. Heima karu v'nafalu, v'anachnu kamnu v'nisodod. Adonai yoshia, ha-melech aneinu v'yom kareinu. Kuf Chaf Aleph, 121. Shila malos, esai ne'elarim, me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai, osei shamayim va'aretz. Al yitein lamohit raglecha, al yanum shomrecha. Hinei lo yanum ve'lo yishon, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai Tzilcha al yad yiminecha, Yomam HaShemesh lo yakecha, V'yareach balayla, Adonai Yishmorcha mikol ra, Yishmor es nafshecha, Adonai Yishmor teischa v'orecha, Me'ata v'yad olam, Kuf Lamed 130. Shir ha-ma'alot, mi-ma-makin, k'rasicha Adonai, Adonai shim'o v'koli, g'en ezecha k'ashuvos v'kol tachanunai, im avonos tishmar yach, Adonai mi-ya-amod, ki-imcha ha-salicha, lima'an t'ivarei, ki-vishi Adonai k'vesa nafshi, v'livaro ho-cholti, Nafshi l'Adonai mishomrim l'boker, shomrim l'boker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai chesed v'arbei mochidus. V'hu yiste es Yisrael, mikol avonosav. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanusim im batzara uvashivya, ha'omdim ben bayam uven biyavasha, ha'makom yirachem aleihem, ויוציאים מצרה לרווחה, ומאפלה ליאורה, ומשיבו דגולה, אשר בעגליו זמן קריב ונאמר אמן. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity, on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now swiftly and soon, let us say Amen. Misha Berech HaVasein Rav Mitzvot Yaakov, who Yivarech Es Chayalei Tzva HaGana L'Yisrael, Vanshi Kochos HaBitachon, Ha'omdim Al Mishmar Arteinu V'arei Eloheinu, Migvul HaLavanon V'ad Midbar Mitzrayim, U'min Hayam HaGadol, Adavo HaArava, U'vachol Makom Shem Be'Yabasha Ba'avir V'ayam, Yitein Adonai Es Oyveinu HaKamim Aleinu, Migafim Lefneihem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'yatzil Es Chayaleinu, מכל צור וצוקה ומכל נגע ומחלה, וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשי ידיהם, יד ברסוננו תחתיהם, ויעטרם בכסר ישוע ובאתרס ניצחון, ויקורם במקסות כי אדוני אלוהיכם הולך עמכם להילחם לכם עם אויביכם להושיע אתכם ונאמר אמן. מי שברך המסיין רב מצב יעקב משה ארנדוב ושלום, אך יברך את החולים, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem, Lachlimam Ulrapam, Lachaskam Lachyosam, Vishlachtam Mehera Rufo Shalema Min HaShemayim, Luchal Ivrayim, Luchal Gideyam, Besof Shar Choli Yisrael, Rufo Se Nefesh, Rufo Se Guf. Pashto Ba'azalav Zman Kariv, V'nomar, Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Leibowitz. Really great to have you back on the program. 6 years in the running now, in Yir Tushan, many, many, many more years. And we're continued learning on this call and davening on Schuss of Kla Yisrael Zen. Thank you so much. I want to thank Rebecca Levy as well for all of her help and coordination behind the scenes. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern. See if you find me here or back at home. We'll find out. Each day is a new thing. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Even during these challenging times, remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day, and a safe, wonderful, and beautiful Shabbos.